You're listening to SBS News.
United States National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says US President Joe Biden is committed to sharing vaccines because it was in the public health and strategic interests of the US to do so. Mr. Biden is expected to formally announce the US will buy 500 million more doses of the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine to share through the global COVAX Alliance for donation to 92 lower-income countries and the African Union over the next year. Mr. Sullivan says President Biden will speak more on the issue at the G7 meeting in the UK.
I do not want to get ahead of the president, who will be speaking to this issue tomorrow, and we'll be able to talk about additional steps the United States is taking to help donate more doses to poor countries around the world, and also to leverage what the United States is doing to help get the world's democracies to increase their commitment to supplying vaccines to the developing world to help end this pandemic once and for all.
And experts at the Pan American Health Organization have warned against holding the Copa America Football Championship in Brazil due to the threat posed by the COVID-19 pandemic. Brazil's President Jair Bolsonaro offered Brazil to host football's Copa American tournament after Argentina was dropped because of the spread of COVID-19 in that country. Five of Brazil's governors agreed to host matches in the event, which is scheduled to kick off on June the 13th. More than 476,792 people have died of COVID-19 in Brazil, second only to the United States. And analysts expect another wave of the disease to hit the country by late June. Dr. Carissa Etienne, director of the Pan American Health Organization, says now is not a good time for the championship.
The trends that we're seeing are clear. Across our region, this year has been worse than last year. In many places, infections are higher now than at any point during this pandemic.
As some countries are already moving into a post-pandemic phase, thanks to vaccination campaigns, Haiti is grappling with its first serious outbreak. It's one of only a handful of countries worldwide that has yet to administer a single shot of coronavirus vaccine. Poor sanitation means disease can spread fast in Haiti, where densely packed slums and an overwhelmed and inefficient healthcare system further increase infection rates. Last month, infections and fatalities rose more than fivefold following the arrival of new variants in what PAHO is calling a cautionary tale in just how quickly things can change with this virus. Haitian President Jovenel Moïse says restrictions have been introduced to combat the spike in cases.
We have renewed the state of emergency for 15 days. That means it's in effect from 10 p.m. at night until 5 a.m. in the morning. And we're asking all legal, interior, public security and police authorities to come together so these measures are respected.
And European Union officials have endorsed a new travel certificate that will allow people to move between European countries without having to quarantine or undergo extra tests for the coronavirus, with the pass expected to come into force for the European summer season. The widely awaited certificate is aimed at saving Europe's travel industry and prime tourist sites from another vacation season hindered by COVID-19 restrictions. Meanwhile, Spain's health ministry has scrapped a nationwide plan to gradually reopen nightlife just a week after introducing it, following widespread complaints from regional authorities who dismissed it as either too strict or too loose. Transmission has fallen steadily as vaccination rates have picked up in Spain. Spanish Health Minister Carolina Darias says regions will be able to make their own decisions about when to reopen.
The fact that recommendations have been made doesn't mean that clubs will reopen everywhere, but rather that each region, depending on its epidemiological situation, will decide how to open.
And and priests and spiritual leaders from different religions in northeast India have held special prayers for those who have died due to the pandemic. Priests from Hindu, Muslim, Christian and Sikh communities recited holy verses and offered them to the souls of COVID-19 victims. The country's total COVID-19 caseload now stands at 29.1 million, while total fatalities are just over 353,000, according to data from the country's health ministry. Archbishop Dominic Lumon says the prayers are an interfaith measure.
After doing all that we can to contain the coronavirus, and it is for us, we have to turn to divine intervention and divine help in order to contain, in order to eradicate this disease. So it's a very good initiative.
The latest figures from Johns Hopkins University coronavirus tally show more than 3.7 million people worldwide have died from COVID-19, with more than 174 million cases recorded since the pandemic began. And for health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.